Orientalism. We grieved for Kim Jong-il. We had to believe the country was a mute that had lots of words to offer. We worked with cows, ate them, then tree barks and human calves. We peeled the muscles but kept the hearts alive. In a country that had lots of humans to offer, I married young. On honeymoon, my wife and I stuck to one TV channel. We had only one TV channel. About boundaries, where they ended and how, in a way, the outside world also ended. One day, we swam to China, where words swung between siren, serenade, snow, surreal. The water was deep, muddy, swirling. My wife couldn't make it. I went quiet like the border of this country that offered itself as a maybe in a box or maybe a jade. Either way, lessons were truncated. A plunk of this from the neck of quiet or play. Either way, I guillotined my past below my neck, fermented it. I bartered my kimchi away for a second name, Samsung, and a second wife, though I miss the submissiveness of my first, our pauper poverty. A scar can archive and achieve burning to crust in time for love. I'm happy now in this stillness that shifts, they say, just the matter of time.